A theater company in Norristown, Pennsylvania, is putting on a play about homelessness and using it to build audience among the local homeless population. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports.
For the last month, Theater Horizon has been performing In the Blood, a play loosely based on The Scarlet Letter. But instead of a story about shame and adultery in 17th century Boston, this play is about a woman with five children, each from a different absentee father, living under a freeway overpass. Early in the run, the actors performed scenes from the play at homeless shelters in Norristown, Hope Works, and the Coordinated Homeless Outreach Center, or CHOC. The founder of CHOC, Jenny O'Donnell, says the cast did not want to talk to issues surrounding homelessness, but to people who were actually homeless.
They loved the fact that people wanted to talk about them, about their life, and that they had something to offer.
After seeing scenes from In the Blood, the homeless people were invited to participate in workshops about their own experiences. Tom Nance, whose arthritis makes him unable to continue to do factory work, is now a resident of CHOC, and he says he likes the play, but it's dated. It debuted 16 years ago when it was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize.
It's not quite as bleak as it was then. People are no longer in a position where if they want a bigger check, they just have another baby. And mental health is not seen as something that you kind of push away.
Nance was invited to Theater Horizon to see the full production of In the Blood, as was Lynn Rivera. She has been homeless for 10 years now, but the day she came to the theater was the same day she moved into her first apartment.
I actually just moved into my place today. It's considered a studio, but it's a spacious studio, so it's nice and quaint and just me.
Rivera had collaborated with Theater Horizon and students at Montgomery County Community College to make an art installation on the question, what is home? It's now hanging in the lobby.
I can now go into my place with a new feeling of, wow, this is really what home is. It is about tranquility. It is about the heart of your heart.
In the Blood closes this weekend. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.